Well, it's that time of the program once again to welcome Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News, a great source of information about what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship in our fair state of Michigan. And thank you, Mike, so much for joining us here on a holiday weekend.
Hey, great. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Foster.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about some of the headlines that I've seen you put together, although I should say that this Friday, some of you who are used to receiving the headlines from MI Tech News, Mike very reasonably took the weekend off, and we've got headlines that were posted on Wednesday. So let's see, Mike, let's talk about one you've got down here. As a matter of fact, this was a one of your video links, which I found kind of interesting, and maybe you could talk more about it. It's a cutting the cord with CloudTech One's satellite-based high-speed internet connections.
Now, as a disclaimer, Rick Becker is the CEO there, and I are business partners, but it's still something I want to talk about because I think it's a great deal for business. And it's not necessarily your primary internet, but since everything is connected to the internet these days, sometimes stuff happens, right?
Yep.
You could have a truck hit a utility pole and knock out your AT&T or Comcast service. Well, in that case, that's what this would be. The satellite service XEXEDE service that Rick now is reselling provides that backup at very reasonable prices. You can get to 1 month of service from the satellite plus 10 gigabytes of data for about $169 a month, and it's metered, so you only, if you need it, then you're charged additional above and beyond whatever it is you got. But if not, then you know, it's just there as a backup in case you need it.
You know, this is kind of like, it was interesting, you're answering a question that I think that Cal asked during the last hour, which is, you know, is there a way of being able to buy your own direct connect, if you will, to the backbone or to a much higher speed internet? I believe Cal had asked that question this last hour.
Yeah, this is really fast. This is a 100 megabytes service, so it's really fast. I had DirecTV for a long time, so I asked Rick about that. I said, you know, if you get storms, what happens? He goes, satellites are a lot more powerful, and better technology now, so the weather is really not a factor, at least for satellite internet service. I can't speak for DirecTV or anything like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Right. The other thing, though, is that now that's the down speeds, right? The up speeds
yeah.
are still pretty slow because you're going through a landline for that, aren't you?
I don't know. I can't quote you a number because I don't have that right in front of me. But, yeah, it's certainly not a 100 megabyte service.
No, no.
But probably in the 15 or 20 range, I would think, somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay, very good. Great alternative. All right, another one I saw here, and this is was kind of fascinating to me. I didn't know we had space technology companies in the state of Michigan, but Orbio Space Technology has just won $500,000 from Accelerate Michigan's innovation competition.
No, well, not only are they from Michigan, but they're from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Ooh.
This is a technology spin-out from a Michigan Technological University professor. It's an interesting product. It helps to propel small satellites into space at a less expensive cost than what it is now. I mean, putting something in space is very expensive. But he's figured out a way to do it for a lot less. And as a result, he's been awarded with $500,000 in cash, not the Brinks truck pulling it, but I think it was a big check. And then another $39,000 in in-kind services from, you know, lawyers and accountants and all the rest, you know. So
that's really cool.
Interesting, and I'd never heard of it either. When they won, I looked it up, and I went, really? I never would have guessed.
So this was a spinoff from, what's the?
Michigan Technological University.
MTU.
That's where all the engineers, that's where a lot of engineers are. It's a big engineering school. It's like Lawrence Tech, except it's bigger than Lawrence Tech, you know, so.
Huge place up there. All right, well, let's see. A third one, and this is a lady that we've known and had on the air here on our program, the Internet Advisor, and that is Amanda Lawan. She's the co-founder of Bamboo Detroit, and she was on with you recently on the M Squared TechCast, am I right?
Came on and talked about a report that she had, I don't know if they did it themselves or had it done. I forgot to ask that question. But they looked at Bamboo members. They did the survey, and that it turns out Bamboo members as a group generate revenue of $74 million
wow.
a year.
That's wonderful. Yeah, but explain Bamboo Detroit for folks who may not be aware of it, because the name doesn't immediately tell you what it's about, although bamboo is one of the fastest growing plants in the animal and the plant world.
That's why Amanda picked it.
Yep.
Go fast, grow strong, all that jazz. That's her little model thing going.
Yeah.
It's a co-working space. So it's a floor. It actually has got two floors now in a building in downtown Detroit, not far from the book Cadillac. And it's in there. You go in and you can rent a desk. You can rent a room. You can lease office space. I mean, it's designed for keeping your operational costs, overhead, and all that jazz down really low when you're starting out business, particularly if you're a one-man or one-woman band and you don't want to incur all those extra fees. But I think its beginning cost is $150 a month to use the facility, to have office box there and all that other jazz. And the real upside is there's 250 members, something like that, and they all work together. I mean, they all do something, right, that you can probably use in your business at some point. So you build all those relationships, and then you get this essentially virtual corporation.
And what Bamboo does is they're an incubator.
They
help businesses,
not
just software developers, but lots and lots of other different.
I meant more in the sense.
They may not be associated with each other, except they all have similar problems, i.e. learning how to start and run and grow a business.
Exactly.
And
they're drawing on one another's talents as well, and they're very different talents. That was more what struck me about this, is people coming from different disciplines, different approaches, and each contributing from their perspective. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, TechTown, too, does that. TechTown on a bigger scale. They have like 400 or so clients. But they have a lot of lifestyle businesses in there. Only maybe a quarter or so are technology-based.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's similar. There's all those around the city.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for being with us and for sharing these headlines. Again, folks, if you want to have these headlines delivered to you on a regular basis, all you need to do is to go to mitechnews.com. And once you get there, simply put in your email address, and it will cost you nothing, and you'll get this service delivered to you on a regular basis. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Foster. Always great to be on the show. I even talked to Captain Gary down there in Florida.
Take care of yourself. All right.